Latter-day Council, Selections from Addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Word of Wisdom. The Lord expects each of us to observe the Word of Wisdom. What a wonderful thing it is, this Word of Wisdom. It doesn't impose burdens on us. It gives us blessings. A professor at the University of California at Los Angeles has carried on an intensive study over a period of years, and he has reached the conclusion, and published that conclusion, that the Mormon people, speaking of averages, live 10 years longer than their peers. What is 10 years of life worth? Think of it. Think of the blessings which come to us as a gift of our Father in heaven. And in addition to that is the marvelous promise that we shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint, and that hidden treasures of knowledge shall be given unto us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 19 and 20. That doesn't mean we'll be the brightest people in the world in science or in any other temporal thing, but it does mean that the Holy Ghost will reveal unto us the things of God for our great blessing. No one can afford to violate the Word of Wisdom. In a meeting in Mexico City, Mexico, November 8, 1997. Nothing matters more. If this gospel is true, what else matters? If it is true, it becomes the most important thing on the face of the earth. It becomes a declaration from the Almighty God to His children upon the earth that He has spoken again and parted the curtains and established once more His great and true church to bless the life of all His children who will accept the gospel and live according to its pattern. I'm grateful to be able to say that I think that every man and woman who is a member of this church could stand and say with conviction from his or her heart that it is true and nothing matters more. In a meeting in Cape Town, South Africa, February 20, 1998. Our beliefs. We get on our knees and we ask the Lord to help us live in obedience to His commandments. We get on our feet and resolve to be better people than we were when we knelt down. Our beliefs will govern our actions. God help us to be those who are not faithless but believing. In a meeting in Burlington, Vermont, October 14, 1998. Hope. People are not without hope. Everybody ought to recognize that in the most dire circumstances there is an element of hope, that people can recover from what they have done, that they can do better, that they can turn around, that they can improve and increase their happiness by so doing. In a press interview regarding Standing for Something, February 11, 2000. The Blessings of the Temple. My brothers and sisters, you who have not been to the house of God, I plead with you this morning with all the power that I have to begin today to repent of the past, to get your lives in order so that you may go there and bind to you those whom you love most and who are most dear to you. Trust in the Lord, and as His servant I feel to promise you that He will bless you. From a regional conference in Santiago, Chile, April 26, 1999. Obey His Word. People argue over whether the Word of Wisdom is simply the Word of the Lord or a commandment. What difference does it make? The Word of the Lord becomes a commandment to me, and I am so very grateful for that marvelous thing which we call the Word of Wisdom. In a meeting in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, July 31, 1998. The Lord expects much. The Lord expects so very much of you members of the church. He expects that you will live the gospel, that you will keep the commandments, that you will be men and women of honesty and integrity and faith, that you will live the Word of Wisdom. The time to begin living the gospel is now. Be Latter-day Saints. Bring honor to this church. Show that you love it by following its teachings, and God will bless you. In a meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, June 13, 2000. End of Latter-day Councils, Selections from Addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley.